Good morning, and thank you for joining us. I'm here at Cedar this morning, and today we're focusing on the root of our time together during these meditations. I've been asked, what's the value of doing these meditations? Why bother? What's good in it? And there's many answers to that question. One of them, you know, if you're doing a peace meditation, for example, is amplifying a certain frequency in this co-created universe. So that's one of the things we have the power to do through our meditation. On a more selfish level, on a more personal level, part of what we're doing is we're doing conscious breathing, which is our topic for today. And conscious breathing invites more relax, more peace, more homeostasis into the body. So the theory is, and it's pretty straightforward, is that you can be healthier, maintain your health better, if you are engaged in conscious breathing. So here we go. We're going to keep it simple today, starting in our usual Sukhasana. And we do Sukhasana so that we can take the attention away from the body and move it to more important things. Today we're going to focus on the breath work a little bit. So once you find your Sukhasana, find your breath, you first just notice where it is. Long, short, nose, mouth, what have you. And then invite some deeper, longer breaths consciously. And then invite some conscious release. Let the exhale take away something that's not serving you. Invite something not serving you to leave. Cedar's smiling. And often she gets excited when she notices an energy change in the space between us. So as I'm consciously breathing in this way, releasing a little pain I have in my back, letting that go on my exhale, she's likely to feel that spaciousness. Good, now let's move our focus to the in-breath, the inhale. Let's pull in through the sit bones, through Mother Gaia below you. See that connection? See the sit bones rooting down, and then let's pull in for the next 5 breaths, whatever we might need for our day or our week. Pull in some courage. And on the exhale, let it go to every cell of the body. Good. Pull in some love, that unconditional love. Pull in some strength. Pull in some truth. Take 3 more breaths, pulling in whatever you need. Good, let's soften the breath back down to an equal inhale, exhale through the nose. The yogic breath, the nice constant meditation breath, if you will. Now we want to bring into the mind, Zai, a belief that's not serving you. Maybe some programming you've got from the box or your parents or the school system or just the matrix in general. And we're going to burn that off into a fire. Now you can light a candle or have one burning for these meditations. I like to use the sun. We don't have a candle burning. It's a pretty good ball of fire that's readily available, particularly during the daylight hours. So here we go, let's do 5 or 10 breaths like this. So we're doing the fire breath. So we take an inhale, and then the exhale, we're adding a little push. We're taking that limiting belief and we're burning it. So consciously send it to the sun or your candle. The soften back to a couple of long, super peaceful breaths. You're just laughing at my long, peaceful breaths. Maybe I look funny when I do them. It doesn't matter how you look. It matters how you feel. The long, peaceful breath slows everything down. We live in a world that's much too fast, especially if you live in a city. Slowing things down. Good, so we're gonna do some mouth breaths. So we need to plug your nose and just notice what happens with your breathing. Just notice what your mouth does or doesn't do. It'll probably open so you don't die. See if you can establish a calm, longer breath through the mouth. Often mouth breathing is associated with higher respiratory, like exercise. Here we want to teach the mouth that it can breathe even if it's not backflips and bike riding that we're doing here. Learn to soften as you breathe through your mouth. Two more breaths with this. Letting your nose open. Take a couple breaths with the inhale through the nose and the exhale through the mouth. It's a very common breath for releasing. Use a few of these breaths to bring you back to a softer, calmer breath. And then as you're ready, close the mouth back. So you're in that equal inhale, exhale through the nose. Good, we're going to leave it at that for today. Just inviting you to close your eyes more fully, sit up a little taller, relax a little more, find your breath wherever it is, through the nose, mouth, ears, wherever it's going in and out of you, and just sit with that for the next six breaths. Follow the inhale and exhale. Invite the hands coming together in front of the heart, maybe sitting up even taller. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for bringing awareness to your breathing and consciously breathing with us, even though it was a short 6-7 minutes here. These kind of activities you can take more time to do on your own meditations if you like. Cedar's sharing a little wisdom with us here. In closing, the light in her, the light in I, acknowledges the divinity in you. Namaste. Thank you again for joining us, and have a lovely day.